George Osborne has delivered his first autumn statement to the House of Commons as a purely Conservative Chancellor. What could this mean for your financial future? Here's Ryan Yule from Phil Anderson Financial Services.
There were a couple of announcements regarding the state pension, that the new state pension, which comes into effect in April next year, has been announced at £155.65 per week, which seems to be more than everyone else was expecting it to be. And also that the current basic state pension is going to rise by £335 a week, which is the largest rise in recent history. I suppose what it means is that, although the interest rates are still low in this country, that they are giving pensioners a few more pounds in their pocket each week. But no major changes. We're still getting used to the big changes that happened earlier on in the year, the last budget, with pension freedoms, where, you know, you were expecting the people to be driving Lamborghinis in retirement. Well, that hasn't happened. We're still getting used to these freedoms. But it's like everything else. You put a little bit of work into it, make sure that your retirement is going to be a long and fruitful one.
Whatever your financial needs, whenever things change, through the Chancellor's statement or your own circumstances, Phil Anderson Financial Services are here to help you. For finance, phone Phil or find philandersonfinancial.co.uk.